This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
To be able to poop on a car like that was impressive, but it was disgusting at the same sense.
The 44-year-old sits on the hood, or not showing the most graphic parts of the video, including when she appeared to defecate on the car.
A Delaware County woman is facing multiple charges after she is seen defecating on a car hood.
All right, it's time for an emergency Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. That was yesterday's madness where the Delco pooper, a road rage incident, turned real nasty, Jones.
Delco dumper.
Yeah, that's what we're calling it.
Yeah,
it's on the internet as the Delco pooper, which I feel like is a miss.
It's already.
Most people feel like it's a miss.
It's gone too big. But so I didn't think we'd be able to top yesterday's Kiefer Madness, and yet we're right back with an emergency madness today, Keith.
Here we are. So, listener Dice actually DM'd me this video, and it's not the news story we're about to play, but it's a video of an incident. And I was like, hey, guys, I think I have one. And before I can even explain it, Billy Lady's like, oh, is it? And I was like, no, it's that one.
Billy knew before you even said the full story. Billy's like, is it this?
It is.
Oh, it is.
It is. And then we were able to locate a news story. So this one, we go to the state of Ohio. Good old Ohio for this story. Where this really could take place, I suppose, anywhere. But
any town, USA.
Right.
I don't know about that.
No, maybe not any town, but at least this town.
Time now for Wait What? Danny New is here as we start with Cocaine Bear's long-lost cousin.
Okay, Cocaine Bear's long-lost cousin. So this is the movie that I saw based loosely off of a true story where there was a drug plane that had an issue. All of a sudden, a tremendous amount of cocaine went into the forest. One of the bears rolled around in it and, like, went crazy. I don't think he killed as many people as he did in the movie. The movie actually wasn't great. I was disappointed in the film.
Honestly, though, it wasn't as bad as I expected. I expected it to be bad, though.
Yeah, they did. I was surprised they didn't really fully pick a lane. I don't know if it was going to be funnier than it was or a little bit more aggressive.
I think real life Cocaine Bear went. Just ran around humping a bunch of stuff and just killed over.
Just fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
Okay.
Burned real hot for a little while. Had like a heart attack. You're like, ah, poor bear. So we're going we're already walking down this road. So if Cocaine Bear is the long lost cousin of what? Give me a creature. Give me some sort of substance.
How about bath salts bear?
Bath salts bear. So you're keeping the same animal?
Well,
you don't want to change the animal?
It's a close cousin. It's bear.
Okay, true. So bath salts bear. That'd be more Florida story.
Good point.
I already gave away it's in Ohio.
You did tell me it was Ohio. It's a good point.
All right, let's see what it is.
Start with Cocaine Bear's long-lost cousin, meth raccoon.
Meth raccoon.
Meth raccoon.
Meth raccoon.
Okay.
I love a trash panda. I love a raccoon. Rocket Raccoon, one of my favorite characters from the MCU and Guardians of the Galaxy. They're cute. They look really cute. Now, they're always tipping over garbage cans and stuff, and I'm sure they're ripe with disease.
Well, so that must be how he got into the meth, right? Like, in these,
you think he's into the meth?
Rummaging through a garbage can, probably, right? So meth in a garbage can, the raccoon must have gotten into it. That must have been what happened.
Not so fast, my friend.
Wait, what?
All right, we take you to Ohio, where Springfield Township Officer Austin Branham encountered something unusual during a traffic stop.
It's a pet raccoon named Chewy, which is already interesting.
Aw,
pet raccoon named Chewy.
I guess I missed that. I just heard his name was Chewy, but yeah, it is
Chewy.
It's someone's pet.
Yeah, pet raccoon, which I feel like is not a normal thing. Now, not to go down this road, we've done raccoon stories before. Billy usually gets sidetracked at this point and starts watching raccoon videos eating grapes.
That literally happened this morning.
Yeah. They love grapes. And you don't want to take their grapes.
More than you would think. Yeah, no, they're very defensive.
Yeah. Dark and Stormy Nights wants to know 100 raccoons or one man? Who wins that fight?
That's
100
a lot.
Raccoons.
That's a lot of raccoons.
Yeah.
The rabies will take you out in no time.
Well, time. In some time. It wouldn't be immediate, the rabies.
It'd get you.
Yeah. It'd get you.
Sitting in the car, the woman he just pulled over, but then Officer Branham spotted Chewy. I guess you can kind of see it. Had a meth pipe.
So he pulls over this woman, and I saw the surveillance video. The guy, not surveillance, but like the
body cam.
Yeah. And he pulls her over. She's like confused, like why she's pulled over. She has like a warrant out for her arrest. She has all these other charges. So she gets pulled out of the car, and then you look inside, and it's just like got so much trash and like fast food.
You want to make the raccoon comfortable. You put it in its habitat.
That's a good point.
He's having garbage. He's driving the raccoon's car.
Yeah, right.
I hadn't thought about that. Raccoon's car.
Yeah, you want him comfortable.
Sitting shotgun is a raccoon.
Yeah.
Also, two very old people get out of the car as well. Two people older than her. I don't know if they're her parents or just like friends of hers.
Her parents?
I think so.
Her parents and her pet raccoon?
All meth heads, sadly. Yeah. No, she was the raccoon's in the front seat. Pet raccoon in the front seat, grabbing it, and he's grabbing at a meth pipe.
Yeah.
In Chewy's mouth, and Chewy's owner was then arrested on drug charges.
More surprising is the car Chewy was found in, guys, was not a Ferrari.
Line?
Guys, you told me ahead of time I could come in at the end of the story with a joke and you were going to laugh. How come?
Chewy was found in, guys, was not a Ferrari.
That is maybe the most ridiculous story I've ever heard in my life.
Mesh
a
raccoon?
Pet raccoon.
She just moves wrong from the
she's
joke.
She's like, it's so bad.
She's like, that's a crazy story. She's like, no, she's not even talking about that. She's like, that's just a crazy story.
It's a
just
wild story.
Just leaves him alone altogether.
Yeah, so that raccoon, well, if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, it is just, it looks like a garbage can inside that car.
It's pretty wild, it does
not look like the raccoon's first time on the meth pipe.
No.
It's just a raccoon running loose in the store.
Raccoon, they're big too.
Yeah.
Trust me.
How in the world did a raccoon get...
It's crazy, but, you know, the garden center's open, so they're going to find their way in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They will.
That's definitely true.
Especially if they had a little meth. I'm on crack.
Yep. With most a meth Florida pipe. Story in Ohio.
Raccoons are already kind of scary.
They really are.
They're very scary.
By the way, she also has...
They're not scary at all.
Well,
They're scary?
I wouldn't want to...
They're kind of adorable.
Well...
You think they're scary?
Eating grapes.
Yeah, what's wrong with eating grapes?
Okay, well, that is adorable. If you
Dogs can't have grapes. Don't give your dog grapes.
You confront one in your garbage can or something like that. I don't want that.
I'd be like, all right, you got this, buddy.
Easy, big fella.
I wouldn't be worried about a raccoon.
Yeah, he's telling.
Raccoons are already kind of scary. They really are.
They're very scary.
By the way, she also had documentation that this was a pet raccoon. I didn't
what
even
kind
get
of
documentation.
Did the vet prescribe the meth?
I have.
Was it prescribed?
More questions than answers.
Was it prescribed meth?
Yeah, I guess.
A lot of questions about what's going on in that set. Everybody's asking different questions.
They're not on the same
no
page.
No answers, all questions.
That's true. That is true.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's enough to make a talking raccoon contemplate countermeasures.
Now, you were telling me, Keith, on the body cam footage.
Yeah.
The woman, when the cops saw that the raccoon was hitting the crack pipe, the meth pipe.
Yeah.
The woman was very worried that he was about to smoke it all. That raccoon's a little greedy on the meth pipe.
And then the super old lady tried to grab it. The cop's like, that's evidence. Like, you can't take that. And then at the end of it, he asked the other police officer there. He's like, keep an eye on this one. She's trying to grab the crack pipe. She's like, she goes, I don't want him to get it. That's what she said.
Yeah.
She's looking out
for him. He is real greedy with this meth. Don't let Chewy get in there.
Yeah.
He's going to smoke it all. Save some for the rest of us.
I agree.
I'm just going to tell him I can bring my coon dog up here and find it. Coon for him.
Okay. All right, sir. Here you go.
It's not
the emergency madness. What do you got?
Not a bad excuse. Mr. Dubs says, officer, it's not mine. It's the raccoons.
It's the raccoons, yeah.
You know, raccoon's smoking it. Go ahead and prove I smoked it.
It's not mine. Well,
you can't prove that.
You probably could. One test away. Figure that out.
All right, that's an emergency madness. Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe. Meth Raccoon.
Meth Raccoon. Cocaine Bear.
The long-lost cousin of Cocaine Bear. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. All your Celtics thoughts, game two tonight, along with, some Red Sox complaints. The Patriots, should they have been in on George Pickens, who is now a Dallas Cowboy? We'll get to all of it next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.